Chapter 35, Esther. Some years after the Jews began to return from Babylon, the king of Persia made a great feast in his palace. After 7 days, the queen was asked to come to the king in the palace, but she would not come. This made the king very angry, and he asked the princes what should be done to the queen for being so rude. They replied that a new queen should be found for the king, and so they began to look for a fair young maiden who would please the king. Now there was in the palace a Jew who had been carried there with the captives. His name was Mordecai, and he took with him a cousin whose name was Esther. He had made her as his own daughter, and she was beautiful to look upon. So they brought her to the king, and he was pleased with her, and they put a crown on her head and made her the new queen. There was another man in the king's court whose name was Haman, and the king had made him the chief above all his princes. Everybody was supposed to bow to him when he passed by them. But Mordecai would not bow to him because he did not worship men, but only his God. This made Haman very angry. And because Mordecai was a Jew, Haman made up his mind to destroy all the Jews that were in Persia. He asked the king about it, and the king gave his consent and let him write letters to all the countries belonging to Persia, commanding all the Jews to be killed on a certain day. This made Mordecai and the Jews very sad and afraid, and he covered himself with sackcloth and sat in the king's gate, crying with a loud and bitter cry. Esther did not know what the king had done, and it made her so sorry to see Mordecai like this that she sent him clothes to put on instead of the sackcloth. But he would not have them and sent to tell Esther what the king had said should be done to all the Jews, and that she must go and ask the king not to let this be done. Now Esther knew that she dare not go in to see the king unless he asked her to come. But for the sake of her own people, the Jews, she said she would go. Perhaps he would receive her kindly, but if not, she knew she would perish with all the other Jews. What a venture it was for Esther to go to the king like this, with her life in her hand, because the king might put her to death for daring to go to him. Yet she knew she would be killed with all the Jews if she stayed away. But if she went, the king might be pleased with her. This is like a poor sinner who has been made to feel how guilty he is and that he deserves to die. He fears to go to God to ask mercy of him, lest he should be destroyed. Yet he knows he must perish if he stays away. And so he ventures to go and ask the Lord to have mercy on him for Jesus' sake. And Jesus has said he will cast out none who so come to him, but will kindly receive them, as we shall see Esther was received. So Esther ventured and went in to the king, and he was pleased with her and held out his scepter. Then he asked her what she wanted, but she was afraid to tell him that day about the Jews. So she asked the king to come with Haman to the banquet that she had made for them. When they had come to her banquet, the king asked her again what she would like, and she said, would they come to another banquet with her the next day? Of course, Haman was very proud and pleased to be asked to eat with the king and the queen. But as he went to his home, he saw that Mordecai would not bow down to him, and he was very cross. He made up his mind to get rid of Mordecai, and so he made a gallows to hang him on. But that night the king could not sleep, and they brought the book of records to read to him. It was found there that Mordecai had saved the king's life, but had not been rewarded for it. Just then Haman came in to ask the king to let him hang Mordecai on the gallows. But before he could speak, the king told him to go and honor Mordecai for saving the king's life. So Haman had to put the royal clothes on Mordecai and a crown on his head, and seat him on the king's horse and ride him through the city. You can imagine how upset Haman was to have to do this to Mordecai instead of hanging him. Well, the king and Haman came again to Queen Esther's banquet, and the king asked her once more what she would like him to do. Then she told the king that Haman had plotted to kill all her people, the Jews, on a certain day. Then the king was very angry with Haman and commanded him to be hanged on the very gallows he had made for Mordecai. So you will see how wonderfully God can work in his providence to save his people, and instead of being killed, they had a special day of feasting and gladness all through the king's country. You will all know of the book of Esther, which you can find and read there this wonderful account.